I just say it's okay now. My meditation is okay. I have no questions. Mm. I know what I should know now.
What?
I know what I should know.
Okay. So passed.
Thank you.
Very nice. So when I reach the point that I know what I have to know, then okay.
Like him.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to express my thoughts to everybody, to all the yogis here, because I really learn a lot.
Yeah.
The interviews, I record the interviews and listen to it, and so I get a lot of new understandings just when question and answering. So every yogi is my teacher here, so I really appreciate that. Mm. What I felt today, some strange happening when meditating. I had it someone before. I was quite concentrated, and I felt like my body somehow shrinking and getting smaller. Mm. So what is that kind of? I feel like
imagination more.
Okay, it's when I'm quite concentrated.
Yeah, you feel this imagination. Body not like this.
Your of body course like, it's not, but it's somehow
the mind just, thing.
Yeah, the mind thing.
This
course.
Imagination.
Okay,
right.
Strange.
Not strange, this is the mind thing. This way, you believe this way.
Okay.
Some people, they become feel very tall and head very small, body very big, like this. This is the mind thing.
Okay, so.
Imagination.
Wrong view.
Yeah. Okay. Hallucination. Like the mind thing, what did he want to think? But if you need to know this, the mind create this image. Yeah.
Mm. What I was really appreciating in the last interview, you explained the story with the train. So if you're standing quite close to the train with awareness, and the train is passing by, it's very fast.
Yeah.
So if you're standing quite far away from the train, you feel it slower.
Yeah.
And if the awareness is a high level, you feel like you are in the other train,
same speed.
Same speed, yeah. This helps me very much in understanding awareness, different awareness levels.
Mm.
Mm. And the last thing I recognized today, because Evi was talking about it last time as well, about seeing meditation.
Mm.
Although it's so obvious, we don't really take care of it, don't really observe it. So today I was going for a long walk, almost an hour, and so seeing meditation, what is the mind doing?
Mm.
So it was kind of seeing trees, flowers, everything, and it feels quiet. And I start my question, what is the mind doing? So it was no judging, there was no aversion, I was quite peaceful and pure.
Yeah. So if you use it as an object about seeing, it also can samadhi and understanding can arise.
Exactly.
The same sound, the same sensation, the same.
Yeah. So it was quite peaceful. So there was nothing, no judging, no defilements. And you feel like if it's possible to somehow transform this way, this will be a reference point now for the future. If you do other things.
We use it as an object, you see. No? That's all. But the same, similar sensation, body sensation, the same. We wear the body sensation and the mind calm, right? Important is you know how to observe as an object. Even the thoughts, thinking mind also. If you understanding that this object, you get the samadhi. People, they thinking, they cannot. They think you were the thinking, you cannot get a samadhi. Mm-hmm. Because they don't understand as an object. If you understanding the thought is an object, and you can watch, continue to watch, you get the samadhi.
So, and the last question is what I didn't really get in the last interview is because you were mentioning, and Evi was mentioning this so what approach.
What?
Means is it okay?
What?
Because if so what? So what approach?
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
So what means it's not very important,
it's
not very
neutral.
Strange. Yeah, then become mind neutral. Not, if you think it's important and very beautiful or very nice, great, you think like this, the mind agitate, excited.
So
what actually
approach
is object, okay? Object, nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so neutral.
Object is nothing neutral, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not good, not bad, right?
Thank you.
Okay, this is only my second day here.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing dramatic has happened.
Okay, you can say how do you practice, that's all.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you practice? That's all. Whatever about practice, you can talk.
Yeah.
We're listening. We are not interview. We are just discuss about your experience. Okay. And maybe we can. I need to talk, I talk. If you no need to talk, let pass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I can say only one thing.
Then I know your experience. Then what you are doing, what idea you have, then I know that I can help you.
That's yeah, all. Okay.
That is the meaning of interview.
So I practice this general awareness,
yeah.
And it's
so
quite.
Do you understand this? Not focus one object and
yeah.
Open
where
the object. Then do you know? Do you can
yeah.
You practice?
I practiced this before because Bhante Sujiva instructed me in this way because I was not able to focus on one object.
Mm.
So I practiced before this following of many objects in body and feelings and so on. But I didn't practice this before the whole day, like here.
Yeah.
And I can feel that it's good for me, that I don't push so much in meditation.
That's why we are not use energy too much because of continued awareness. There's a natural energy is grow. We want this energy, not personal energy. Use too much energy, short time, and use too much energy. That is we don't want because this is not natural. The nature is coming. The normally we practice as much as we can, but continuously, then the nature is become like this. Slowly, gradually, the momentum is built up. That is the Dharma is working. Nature is working. We need nature energy. So you practice just day by day, one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Naturally, the mind become momentum. That's all. Then if your mind becomes strength, he can do his job. He can see many details. We not personally, no need to use too much force to look. Like looking for and look, try to look, no need. But because of my binocular is stronger, he can see more details. Right? We need to build up our strength of mind. If you have no strength of mind, this eye is weak. How much you use like this, a little bit you can most see things. Then you do like this, this eye becomes strong, the object is already clear. Because of the nature is happening already. But people, they try to you look, want to see, then the craving come. Then problem is, a lot of problem come. So we need natural momentum grow. That is our practice. Continuity is very important. Not sitting only, not walking only, everything. Moment to build up. And also you can most care for any activity. Then you can practice. Even the seeing also, looking also. Now we put the talking also. Right?
Yeah, I see.
My attention is still here, but I don't fight with it.
Okay. Just recognize the
I recognize my wrong attitude, which
every
is the
time
problem.
You notice
actually.
Your attention, what's happening?
Mm.
It cannot create, right?
Every time I recognize tension, there is resistance.
Yeah, no, not build up, right? That's enough.
Yeah.
Because of your old habit is too habit, too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time you notice you have a tension,
mm-hmm.
the tension they cannot build up.
Mm-hmm. And the beginning of tension is because my loba, because I want to put something into awareness. That's
yeah.
all.
This is a yogi idea.
Mm.
They are come the short time and use a lot of energy to get something. This is a yogi idea. Because of not enough time. So too much your energy, they think they can get it. They get only headache.
Yeah, and I brought this also to
and
to
also long time practice become habit. So meditate, you only hear the meditate, the mind remember the then focusing coming. So the mind is so rough, so tense, so cannot understand rise.
Trying to be aware of speaking, I brought this wrong habit again to be aware of speaking.
That's why
somehow
I don't give you the one object.
Yeah.
If you give the one object, immediately you build up your strength. Boom, 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 boom. Then tension is coming. Because we use the one object, continue doing slowly, slowly. We don't know the mind activity. Mind slowly build up your momentum and habit. That's why I not get give to the one object all the time.
What helps me is just be aware of myself, or just simple like I am.
Yeah, right.
And that's enough.
Know yourself is okay.
Yeah, and then
but maintain continuously day by day, then your mind can change. No need too much to force, because the mind is knowing. Knowing is mind. The mind know already, naturally he can know the object. We don't need to force to be know the object. Nature of the mind is knowing. If you are aware, you are recognized, and knowing is happening already. They do their job. Then your personal involved and too much, then become all have becoming. Then tense. So continually practice this tension is gonna work.
Yeah, it's similar. I found out that it is similar. Like I used to have always a lot of pains.
Yeah.
And it's again the same. Just my resistance is the problem.
Muscle also tense. Then become pain. More increase.
Yeah. So that's all. I just keep watching and
learning from these old habits. The tension not build up. That's enough. Sometimes old habits difficult to change. You need take a time. A lot of understanding can change your old habit. Yes?
I have no question.
I think you see.
Watch it pass. On a beginning.
Huh? Beginner. Do you know? Hey, do you? Hey, do you? Do you understanding the instructions?
I think so.
Okay. Then the 2 days, right? To practice 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
So how do you feel?
Please?
How do you feel?
Quite good.
Quite good. Okay. Not tired, right?
I was very tired when I come here.
Oh, not because of focus, right? Not because of practice.
No.
Because of your job, then you relax and become tired. That's no problem, right?
Yes.
I want to know if your practice become because of practice. Do you get tired or not? I want to know this. Because if you practice because of focusing, you mindful. Because of mind, you tired is something wrong. That's why I want to know that you're relaxed or not. Huh? You don't need too much use energy, right?
Yes. No. It's for
okay,
my job.
Okay. Pass.
Okay.
No. Not from this group.
So there is tension coming from focusing. Still the habit is there. Especially during walking. It's like I have eyes down and it is kind of habit to have eyes down and watch the floor. And at that activity the mind is very tensed and I feel it in the face.
So how to do?
I'm just recognizing.
Recognize and this tension relieve the juice?
Not very much.
You know the cause. If you
yes,
look
I,
like this,
I know
tense,
the cause, but
so look like this. you know that why is this happening? Why you continue doing like this? Right? Change another object. Just a little bit look far away. Right? If you row is a balance, no need to look too much, right? Look far away, then you can see. But still, your eye drop, then tension is still coming. The mind has a pattern. The mind, nature of the mind, he has a pattern. You dislike it, you, long time you do like this, then the mind remember. So now you do this, the mind also remember this hot tension come. So change your action. Right? Why you do this? You know that, right? Cause. Why you continue doing this?
Well,
so now you know why, then. Then next you can think, you should think how to do better. Right? Yeah.
I just told
you. Use your intelligence, then thinking how to practice also. You know, because of you recognize, oh, this happening. So why you let it be? Because this is very, very narrow, then like this, you let it be, say, program. So put inside, that's all.
I just thought that it is enough to recognize only.
Oh.
I didn't want to interfere with
it. A little bit, but this is old habit. No, not natural. If you're natural, it's not interfere. Old habit, if something wrong is you need to interfere. Because nature, we not would interfere. But something wrong, so you need to change. Right?
Okay. So there is also craving during eating time.
Yeah.
And also this craving appears or manifests in the the face.
Every time you see the food, the dessert. The mind all the time eating with the craving. When we are young, so happy, that's all.
So, is it good to say something? I mean, to... Because I also don't interfere. I just recognize...
So you recognize the craving there, so what?
That's all.
How do you feel? Pleasant, unpleasant?
Unpleasant.
Yeah, okay, look. Learn. Learning. How to eat peacefully? Yeah. Right.
Sometimes it can happen to eat peacefully. Why? But when the food is too good...
too good? Because of food. Food is not good and then you're peaceful. Food is good, you cannot be peaceful.
Yes, it's true. When the food is not so good, it's more peaceful.
Okay. Sometimes we need to practice seriously. Then the craving. First, you watch the craving. The craving is a little... if you watch, continue watch the craving. Don't look at, don't pay attention too much about the food. More aware than your feeling. My mistake. The craving calm down, see again this food. How do you think? A little bit learning. This is really good? This, what do you like from this food?
Actually, it comes from the memory. It is just ideas.
And taste. Sometimes the mind liking with what? Sometimes color, sometimes taste, many ways. Then you learn from this. If your mind like this, then you watch the disliking. If you reduce and see again, this is really like, really good for good. It's a little bit irregular, then slowly the mind change. Because of less, when the craving is less, the mind can understand it as it is. Taste, just taste. Then your idea change, then craving slowly weak. Taste, just taste. Because the mind craving mind stronger, that's why the mind think this is good. Craving is less, the mind cannot think good. That time you can see nature as it is. Taste, just taste. Only something you can understand about this. This, how long? Thing finish, right? So cannot hold it these days. Taste also change. If this you can see because of no craving. If you craving there, they always think he's changing. Yeah? Good. He think it's good, then continue craving coming. So you need to learn from the craving, of feeling, and check again object. Object and mind relationship, right? Try.
Should we do anything with this perception? I mean...
Yeah, liking or disliking.
There is
any object.
Thinking of liking.
Any object. Like a pain, the same, right? When your pain comes, we are not like disliking. Watch disliking, the disliking come down. Come back to the pain. The pain is not pain. The pain is just object. Then later, slowly, slowly, the mind not involved, not react to the pain later. Just pain is object. And slowly he understands. Deeper and deeper, you don't afraid about the pain. The same. Any object that mind react, taste are the same. Sound the same. Smell the same. Sensation also the same. Some feeling, sensation, liking, some sensation, not liking. Because of this liking and disliking in the mind, you cannot understand it as it is. So, take care of our mind and change the attitude and watch our mind. The mind is calmed down, become balanced. That time you come back to the disobedience. Really good or really bad? How do you think that time? Such sensation. Not very good, not very bad. That time you can understand, because no craving, no aversion, then wisdom can arise in the mind. Any object, not only the taste. Right? Okay.
I wanted to ask, because even if I observe that the food is not very good, mind says, I like it.
So the mind likes, so he said the mind likes, well,
so yeah? Should we do anything with this? I mean, when there is thought,
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. How do you think?
It is just like enough to see that actually
feeling.
Not believing, right?
Yeah, not believing. Yeah. Every thought you need to, no need to believe, just watch. And more investigate. Sometimes the thought is a cheating. Sometimes he talking different way. But feeling is not changed. Feeling is more important. Thought is that sometimes he talking this way or that way. Feeling is more important. Right. Why the mind say like it? You not really like, right? Food never not very good.
Yes, not very good, but
you also not very like. Why the mind say like? Why?
Because
maybe some cause have. You need to investigate.
It likes the past object.
Whatever.
I mean,
you need to check.
When there is some taste in imagination, mind likes this taste, and that's why it says I like it. It is not connected with the food that I eat, but with the food that I ate.
So check. So you can learn more. Whatever the mind say, don't believe. Checking more. Why the mind say like that? Think like that. Beyond the thinking, what motivation have? This is for advanced yogi. You need to check more detail in the idea. Everything happening is have a cause. Nothing to come. Some cause have. If you can find a cause, then you increase. More interesting kind. Right? And then?
And maybe just to say that actually there is recognition of the effort which is necessary to be aware.
Yeah.
It's actually...
If you have
not
a moment,
necessary.
Then personal effort is no need anymore.
No need anymore.
But if you have no moment, then yeah, personal is a little bit involved. A little bit try to aware continuously. But you feed, awareness become continuously, the moment I'm coming, that time let go. Just checking now. Because the nature is working, then let him do. We are personal all the time, not involved with the nature. Depend on the situation, then you think how to do. Meditation also need to smart, need to think, not blindly mindful like this. Your intelligence. Because situation, many situations different, then how to do better? then slowly learn. Right? Yes.
So maybe last thing to share is sometimes I catch myself to be caught in the thought, in the thinking.
Oui? Say again.
Sometimes yeah. during the meditation,
yeah.
I find out
yeah.
that the mind is caught
in the thought, right? Then,
and when I find out, I just ask because this thought is connected with I,
yeah,
like
yeah,
and
then
any topic, mm-hmm. and then when I ask the question,
yeah, what question?
I ask the Zen question,
what?
Which I like. What am I?
Okay, whatever. Yeah, and, can, no problem.
And immediately, the mind sees that actually this I is not how to say is not self.
Yeah,
like there is right mind, view behind yeah,
if
this
you
sentence.
Use your intelligence. The mind cannot believe totally like.
Yes, cannot yeah. believe, and right. immediately drop the story. Immediately
let
stops.
Go.
Let
yeah.
go. Yes.
Can. Who am I? What is this? Huh? Whatever you can use the intelligent question. The mind is wisdom is coming. Then the family cannot walk. Sometimes our awareness is weak. So with the wisdom come together, practice. Then the family is, or more understanding. The family weaker.
Okay, I think that's all.
Yes. Next.
You.
During the listening, I started to notice more body movements, and I actually started to be interested in the physical object before, because before that I was kind of they didn't seem to be interesting, but when I'm listening or talking and I'm watching the body, there is the I can see the connection between body and mind. Mm. So this object became more interesting. It's more interesting. And before I was kind of looking down on bodily objects. Yeah, that's all.
That's all?
I think okay. so.
daily activity. Try.
Okay.
Yes. More practice in daily, more careful daily activity, right? You are become busy. So try to bring your practice in your activity. So, Yuka.
It was very interesting by talking meditation.
Yeah. Well, really interesting.
Really interesting. Because I had this.
But you are advanced yogi. You must care how to practice when talking meditation.
Yeah.
Long time meditate. Why you cannot all the time lost our thought?
But
lost
and
talking.
It was because we must do it.
Yes. Yes.
It was very interesting for me. My feeling was that I am multiple. I was one Yitka was sitting and one Yitka was watching mine okay. and one was talking and moving. It was quite interesting.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But very nice. Very
that's why
nice.
I said, who is talking?
Yeah.
This is the question. Who
yeah.
is talking?
Yeah.
Nobody talking. The
yeah.
process, mental
yeah.
process, intention, thinking, yeah. the mind and body process, relationship and process. Process is happening. Nature is talking. Nobody talk.
Yeah.
If you investigate and you watch, then you can understand. The same, sitting, walking, daily activity, talking, all the same. Nobody there. The object and mind, body and mind relationship. That's all. Then you can understand it. When you're talking also, you can get that vipassana jnana also.
Yeah.
Anicca dukkha anatta, you can understand.
Yeah.
But talking is talking, but the wisdom can mm-hmm. arise. If you skill how to practice in talking.
Yeah.
Mm.
So also your talking is become more meaningful. Otherwise, become habit. People all the time talking is no control anymore. Just it's mind coming, the mind is coming. The sound is already finished. No space. No choice. The mind think whatever ding dong, ding dong. Good or not, need or not, necessary or not. This is the samatanya. Samatanya cannot come because of no awareness, no wisdom. Try. Talk.
Yeah, yeah. I was playing today to watching mind.
Yeah.
And I saw these differences, and it comes to me that this last one, if it's maybe four or five, the watching mind, the last one is less density. It's not so. Is
what? What's it again?
Not dense.
Less dense.
Ne tak hmotný.
Ne
tak jako hustý. Not so solid.
What?
This another type of awareness. They are looking on themselves.
Mine is all the time not solid.
Yeah. Okay, so I have no more question.
The mind is no form, no shape, no color. How do you become solid, right? The mind is like this. Finish.
But sometimes you can experience it like.
We can know. That's all happening and gone, coming. We know. That's all. Mind is no shape, no color, no solid, no nothing.
But we use this word for describing. Yes?
Describing,
yeah.
You know?
No, we use this description only. I know that it's not solid.
This is a concept.
Yeah.
You put the name, it's concept.
Oh, yeah. Now how
just know it's a nature.
How shall I tell you?
You can tell. But if you solve it, then become concept.
Yeah.
Okay. The mind happening, what kind of mind happening, that's enough. Mm. Don't think about form and don't talk about this nature become form. Then become this attitude, this idea, that's why sometimes you can see the mind become like concept.
Yes, it's true.
Right.
It's true. Yeah.
That's why people want to say it. Eh? How to say? That's why they focus, then more focus, the mind more think about the form, shape, look like what. Then, because of this attitude, then the mind created the concept.
Yeah.
I saw what many people too far concentration. They talking was very funny. What look like they talk all the nature look like, for example, the movement they said like a smoke, or how to say this? When you use the salt, pain, you put the something, how to say?
Cream?
Not cream. If you have a pain, heart pain, then blood come out sometimes. No. They take
the surgery, something like surgery. They sew it.
They make this medicine and put like this, eh? What?
Cleaning.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's whatever. But whatever, he's more difficult. So whenever he saw this nature, then the image coming, cloud coming. This image coming. Whatever he reported to me is only concept, because of this attitude. He want to see look like what the mind created a concept.
Yes.
Right. So better is you can know the nature. Talk as my just talk. What do you know? That's all.
Yeah.
Don't look like the name. Put the form or shape, and then become. Go to the concept.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. It's
that's all.
Yeah.
I'll finish. Oh, nicely. Well, I exercised today.
again awareness, of course, and I made like this, that I try all with the senses, like I walk, and then seeing, okay? Then the mind recognizes seeing, and then it asks a question. How does it feel seeing? How does it feel?
Okay.
How does it feel? How does it feel walking? How does it feel hearing? How does it feel thinking? And the seeing and the thinking and whatever, it really was felt, and with this it became singular. It became seeing became only a seeing, and there was no more than this. And like walk, everything what concerned the senses was just very was singular, and it was felt just like this object. There was no other object around, just this very singular. And then, because of that, there was very strong feeling of non-self came with this.
Okay.
And with this feeling also of non-self came also a very deep feeling again of joy, very deeply. And
you can enjoy. You can enjoy it, what?
Of joy, of pity. And then it went on for hours like this, and then came something like destruction. It came like behind was a subtle feeling that the mind cannot keep up this stage, cannot go on with this stage, and that was destructive. That was that destructed everything. Destroyed everything.
Because of?
Because the mind was clinging to that state, wanting to keep it, and at the same time it...
Clinging, the lava is coming, then meditation is finished. Going down.
And right. Yeah, but the lava was coming, and the mind was clinging to that stage, and at the same time it was afraid to lose it, and then it became dosa and want to distract. Because cannot do like this.
If you are awareness very sharp and very beginning, and this immediately the craving come, you notice, and craving gone. If craving gone, you maintain your brightness not going down, can continue like this. If you are scared, just watching the craving immediately come go, so he cannot interfere the process.
But
if you are craving very strong, awareness cannot stop him. Wisdom is not enough. Cannot stop him, then your meditation going down.
And also, yes, but also that there are many things happening. It's not only craving. At the same time, many things are going subtle in the mind, and the mind doesn't recognize them.
Oh.
But the mind felt the whole things going on, but it could not recognize really. It could not. It just felt.
If you are focused one object, then you cannot recognize many things happening already.
Yeah, but it was aware that things are happening.
Yeah, already happening. But we cannot see.
Yes.
We cannot know. Yes. We cannot recognize because we eager to see something.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes,
eager to focus something. Then you cannot see
yes,
which is
exactly.
Walking. Many.
Yes.
Right.
Because it was trying to, to see what is it.
Yeah.
So
you interest one thing, then you cannot know other things. Because he very interested in one thing, he cannot know other things.
Now it was interesting.
But happening is many things.
But again, I want to know. So.
That's why I want to say present moment is. Mean you only wear the one object and you can say present moment. I cannot say. Present moment, you can see many things here happening, many things. Then you really stay in the present moment.
Yes, but But
then
no, okay. But when the awareness is not so strong,
yeah.
Then it is really very difficult because I say, although it was pity all over and this and that and so, and the mind, you know, many things are being felt.
Many things, yeah.
Yeah.
Because many things in your head.
Yeah, I was so, but it was felt here.
Right.
Because
if you focus to look at something, here is happening many. If you're not focusing, if you're not focusing, relax, then you can see the many things happening same time here.
It was feeling, you know.
So, and then? Okay, I just explained to you. No, I
understand. No, I just want also to explain.
Right. Oh, go on. Then.
Because I think that the mind was focusing on this pity state. Because whenever that pity comes,
pity, joy. Oh, okay.
Whenever this joy state comes, then the mind is also very surprised and it tries to understand why is the joy coming,
yeah.
How is it, from where, yeah. And so then it focuses on this. It,
no need to focus that,
you know, like no this.
Just continue checking, that's enough. If you want to see more things, then you use more energy, then the
and then was kaput somehow.
Right.
And then
we are not trying to look.
Yeah.
We just see the process, that's enough. Sometimes, for example, sometimes many yogis sit and they know something happened, mm-hmm. and they go and look. Because of the object and mind become matched. Object and mind become matched, then they touch. So you see already, this is the balance. Then you want to look, then focus, then like the focusing is move over like this, cannot see.
Yeah,
disappear.
Yeah,
disappear. But actually, they lose.
Yes.
Because of focus, because of match, you can see.
Yes.
Then you focus thing, then you lose. How to say? His point.
Yeah, it
over. Then
it misses the target.
Target.
Yeah.
Most subtle level cannot see.
Yeah. I cannot.
Right.
Also, it is felt.
The mind becomes trained naturally. Yeah. Naturally, depend on the mind quality. Mm-hmm. He choose his object naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see. Then we look. Then gone. Cannot see. Disappear or something like this, because of no match.
Yes.
Like a glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the doubter is do like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are balanced, clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over, what happened?
Miss the target. Yeah.
Miss the target. Cannot see. Sometimes blah or. Over or blah. Over is also blah. Less also blah.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The same like this. Object and mind, if you match, naturally he touch. This is enough. But you want to know, you want to see more things, then the craving come.
Yes.
He has more energy used.
Yes.
Then this is over.
Yes.
Cannot touch.
Yes.
This is nature.
Yes. Yes, because
That's why some yogis say she aware of the physical object. Then slowly he know the thought is here. That is okay. No need to look. Then he know the physical or mental same time already. But he pay attention to this object. This is a personal effort. But naturally the mind know that this thought or other object appear, the mind naturally go there, right? This is a nature is working. This is a personal working. We call Pokla Vyabhaya and Dhamma Vyabhaya. Dhamma Vyabhaya is he do his job. So when you're aware of the physical object, but the mind if have he can know the thoughts already like this. You no need to look like this. Thought is happening, he no need to focus to the thought, but he know the thought. Because he aware here. Awareness is present, but the mind can know that this also happening thoughts. So,
mm-hmm.
So awareness becomes better. He can know the physical and mental at the same time. That's enough. Then you want to see it clearly, then you look like this.
That is what I did.
Tokong cannot see.
Yeah. And then the mind became frustrated, and then I was saying, blah, I cannot
then,
do it.
Then some people, they like very much, no thought is good, then come back. Actually, he cannot catch the object as the object to the thought. So that is a program, Tamabhyabhaya is a nature is working. You can practice naturally. They do their job. If you understand like this, another idea is more stronger and stronger. Otherwise, self idea is I do, I try, I look. Look, rising and passing away, why? I look because I watch. Then I can see the rising and passing away. This is wrong. Rising and passing away is naturally they come and they go. We are not because of we watch. But people, they all the time involved. This is a personal, other idea, self idea. I try to do something, then this other idea. The nature happening itself, that is become more understanding non-self, naturally. That's why we practice with the nature, let the nature practice happening.
Yeah, but can I say something? When, when for instance, this feeling, this feeling of joy is so very strong, and at the same time, but there's at the same time is looking, seeing, at the same time is hearing, at the same time is touching the ground, and many things happen also at the same time. So the mind, mind was sort of between this feeling of joy, which is very strong, and at the same time it didn't know then what to do.
What's your duty? Huh? Why you forget what your duty? What your duty is only three things.
Do what?
That time you forget what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because of the mind agitate. Because of enjoy, liking. Then you start to confuse. That's why many yogi son come to ask me, how to do next? I said already, you will do three things. Don't forget to think right view. Then be aware of this and maintain awareness. That's all. This is your responsibility. But sometimes your craving comes, you forget this. How to do better? Confused. Because of agitate. This is happening. This is joy coming, so what? That's how you forget to think, so what, right?
Yes, I forgot to say to think this.
So what? Right. So as also object, mental object, then you can use as an object to aware. That's why if you watch the mind, every time the feeling state, a more aware of the mind, you are stay in the awareness, not go to the object. Then you become confused.
That is the same.
Always you come to the awareness.
Yes.
This pity or samadhi or positivity or whatever experience, quiet, stable, whatever have mental state come. You are still in awareness.
In the awareness. This is it. This
you never,
is
no,
it. Yes.
No problem. Yes.
Because when the feeling...
Because of he still aware, try to aware continuously, then he's walking. This is a calm object, come and go, come and go, change whatever he does. We take care of awareness of awareness. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Because...
Yes, right. Now you notice. Because of feeling state become, we don't know. Sometimes, like a very subtle and quiet, stable, then easily involved. Because of we forget awareness. Involved. Then peaceful to disappear.
Yes.
Your duty is stay, your place is awareness. Awareness, you stay in awareness. That's your place. Don't go outside. Don't go to the object. Then you start to go to the object, then you become confused. Okay? Yeah. If you someone is object in the mind, he more aware of the object, then he one or this one or don't one is coming.
Yes.
If you stay in the awareness all the time, the meditating mind, watching mind, he more understanding how to practice, more understanding.
Yes.
Right.
Another question, very short. No, when, because I want to understand. you know, in the morning, first sitting meditation, when you sit with us, this is very, always very pleasant. It's a very pleasant feeling. It's a feeling of very peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I must say that I fell asleep from time to time. I was falling asleep from time to time. In the sitting meditation.
Sitting meditation, yeah, you fall asleep.
But now I want to tell you, even when the mind was sort of falling asleep for some minutes and then
wake up
again and so, even in that minutes of being asleep, it was not aware that it is asleep.
That's why you sleep. And then?
It was not aware that it was asleep, but it was aware of the pleasant feeling. It was aware that the
This awareness is a craving. Craving this aware the pleasant feeling. That's why the effort weaker. If you move aware of the pleasant feeling, the mind naturally pay attention to the present. The mind think more, pay attention to the present, the mind liking, enjoying, and indulging or something involved. That's why the craving can come to feel it. Like this, with mind is weaker and weaker, then sleepy come.
Yes.
Sleepy is because the mind is not walking, very obvious.
Yes.
He's not walking to meditate, he walking to the defilement, that's all.
Yes.
That's why people sleep and sleepy is because the mind not walking very properly, very continuously not walking, then sleepy coming.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they know, they think they are practicing, but no. one yogi in the room, then she practices like this. then the Siali comes to her. The detail. Well, be mindful. Very angry. I'm very aware. She knows. She's not totally lost. She totally lost, she boom.
Yeah.
But because she realized it, she, the mind knows a little bit. The mind knows a little bit, but she thinks she is mindful. But outside, she look. Outside, people know she very weak energy. The mind is totally no energy, but she indulging this persona. Right? I saw one very lazy yogi, but all the time come like this because she has an old home, very tired, so come to the center and relax. She looks like very mindful, but when every time he sits, she cannot, whatever I say, cannot, because of her attitude is not want to practice, want to relax, because of she have idea is in her home very busy, so she need to rest. That's why she tell her mother to go to retreat. So I know about her mind, so I cannot push. Cannot say whatever I say, but I cannot walk because of she not really practice. She only want to practice. Then I said, sit near the pool. Sit near the pool. Where is my mind? Close her eye, but she want to do this. But the mind knows there is the pool. So funny. I look. Unconsciously, the mind knows his where. What is this? So, so the mind probably not want to walk. The mind sleepy. Not interest. Really not doing the practicing. The mind effort weaker and weaker. Sometimes people think they know. They practice because they cannot see their mind activity. They only see the object. For example, the one yogi said, she come to the dining hall, then she think, now I'm very mindful to eat. Then when he to think and go and eat, né? But after eating, then she remember she not awareness. So funny. What she think? Why she lost awareness? She before eating, she knows she mind thinking this. She recognize, oh, I'm aware. I try to aware. So then she aware the object. But what time the awareness not working? She don't know. Then after full, then she realize, oh, now I'm aware. When I come back, she realize now aware come back. So why she forget to the eating time? Because she don't know the mind is aware. Aware the object, one time, two time, three time, when the awareness gone, we don't know. But the mind think, I'm aware. So the mind is very tricky. That's why you need to see the meditating mind. The mind is, that's why I said, are you sure awareness is present? If the mind says sure, mean is you are know the awareness. Then awareness is properly working. You cannot avoid. It's still working. If you not see the awareness, we cannot sure. When they gone, we don't know. Right?
Yeah, but it's incredible that one forgets of this thing, these very basic things. That you, this is really, that's something you have to
right.
Learn in my mind. It's very surprising.
Okay. Like that?
Thank you.
Milan was talking about tension when he looks down, and I realize that I am the same actually. Because in some of your book I read that the watching meditation that is if one is not very skillful in watching
seeing,
yeah,
watching,
seeing that it's better to look on the floor.
Yeah.
So, but now I realize that it's I'm the same with Milan in this. Yeah. So
Milan.
Tension. Yeah. Tension in the head and also in the sitting meditation. Very often I meditate with open eyes, but they are looking down.
The intention is still
again,
there.
Again, you know, so...
You can open, but people is open the eye. I said to open the eye, but they did naturally, you know, naturally open, but they open like this. Sometimes they say very tired. I just open eye like a walking meditation, just open the eye like this. But some people, they use like this. So tired. Natural open eye, not all the time like this.
When I have...
You can look, no problem. Sometimes you can look. Like your eyeball moving, your view different, they can aware.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Not all the time, one place you look all the time, one place become tense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my...
This is all happen, the eye or my eye or my whatever, eye open or eye close. If you look something, long time become tense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because our mind a lot of use your eye, our eye. If your eye blind, you cannot do anything. The mind is use our eye a lot. Yeah.
Then, well, in the periods when awareness comes, I not very continuous, you know, I don't feel much continuity in...
No problem, try again. This
so
for life, not for only retreat, you know?
Yeah.
This is for life, you can, no need to hurry. Long time, this is a long time practice. So, carry on.
But, I realize that very often, I am, well, kind of daydreaming, you know, but it feels
this
like...
I like this, you will realize. That's what we want.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you practice, you must realize something or discover something or understand something. Uh-huh. That is we need.
If I actually compare the time when awareness comes back repeatedly
right.
to the time yeah. when I'm kind of lost in some kind of fog or
yeah.
or daydream, you know,
yeah, yeah.
the time is much bigger. You know,
yeah.
the daydreaming is much bigger.
Right.
And also, I start to asking myself, what is happening
in your mind
when I'm not aware? What is happening in that
okay.
time? You know?
Yeah, yeah, can. You know? Yeah. Right, good. Good question. Good question. And then
then I can really feel on my body that
yes.
kind of like before you fall asleep, you know, some kind of feeling. How to say? Well.
Hmm.
Kind of sleepiness, not enough interest, you know, the story of thoughts is much more interesting than anything else around, you know,
yeah,
so the mind just start dreaming, you know, so that's very often.
Good to see, good to know. Knowing is good, seeing is good. That is our, we need to see, we need to know what is happening. Well, then?
Talking meditation.
Yeah.
Today, I was talking quite a lot.
So?
And you already asked me in the morning on our walk, you said that good speech or right speech, yeah, so should not do any harm, shouldn't lie,
14 the mutawada musawada
yeah.
14 four factor. Don't lie, don't say roughly, don't say nonsense and gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
and lies, right?
Lie already lies. One is
yeah,
already.
Yeah. So it wasn't well, the topics was mainly about the Dhamma.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel myself like too eager, you know, to
yeah.
speak. And it actually happens
we can start like
to,
this.
To me.
We should be start like this.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were talking all the time, become eagerness.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
awareness call.
Uh-huh.
You notice awareness, eagerness come, eagerness relax, then awareness come back. If you not notice your eagerness, awareness call. So, notice to see the eagerness there is very good, right?
Uh-huh.
If you are my eagerness to do or eagerness to talk, eagerness come, awareness gone. If you are really awareness come, eagerness coming, cannot come.
Mm-hmm.
Then?
In the afternoon, I feel like it's quite subtle. Kind of craving, but you know, I'm just say craving because I have to put it into words now because we are talking, you know.
Okay.
But it's really not knowing, you know. I'm not really aware of these subtle feelings, but I know
gross level. We need to start with gross level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your sound, your action, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Thinking, feeling, then we can start with this eagerness, obvious object.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I usually understand or feel very well that when I am angry or, you know, hatred or unpleasant, you know, that this is not wholesome,
obvious.
You know, this
obvious.
Is so obvious, you know, but until now, or maybe from time to time, I realize that loba is also not helpful or beneficial, you know.
Yes.
But most of the time, and I think that is all maybe because I don't know, but most of the time I can't see that the craving or desire is not
beneficial. I cannot see that most of the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Someday I don't know. See, right?
It's not for me very obvious. But
because
but
your awareness is not all the time. Mm. So you cannot see all the time. Mm. That's
but what I'm trying to say is that in this afternoon I realized that the subtle craving was present most of the time.
You notice. You know?
I notice. And I realized it was because I want something which is not happening. I was expecting something which doesn't come, you know. Okay. And it fills me very unsatisfied, you know, and very...
Yes.
And it was much more subtler than a unpleasant feeling of hate.
Right.
I can't compare...
Not changing yet, the anger.
Yeah. Very,
a little
very
bit subtle anger is started, but not very strong yet, right.
And it is actually also connected with the anger, because I'm not satisfied, you know, then I'm getting angry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. But, you know, I reflected just here, you know, I would say that the whole afternoon I feel this, and unconsciously, you know. Now I am aware of it, that it was happening, because I reflect, but when I was during, let's say, whole afternoon, I wasn't aware of that.
So next day, try.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm. Day by day, practice. Yeah. Everything. This is, don't forget to do everything as much as we can. Try to practice. If you long time, then your mind, your nature become changed. The mind also change. Short time, we don't know too much. We don't change too much. But long time, it's very different. A little bit, we need to be patient. Right? Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Hmm?
What does it mean to not speak about concept?
Not speak about concept?
Gossip.
Gossip, aha.
Gossip.
Okay, now I understand.
Gossip and concept. Don't talk too much about other people's case. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay, gossip and concept. So, now, tonight.
One more question.
Who?
It was just a note. I feel that we are, as I'm, the longer time I'm here, I'm not watching so much awareness, but the non-awareness.
Mm.
So is it a good development? Like
this is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Besides you. Thank you.
Before we are not awareness, loss is a long time and we know. Now continue, if your awareness become momentum, if continuously coming, you a little bit you know. A little bit lose awareness, immediately you know. So that's why people, they know their awareness all the time, checking all the time their awareness. If you they know, they aware, very sure. They know, very sure. If the awareness loss also very sure, he can say, very sure. Very different mental quality. That's why immediately the mind can come back. That's why you can see many times loss. That's no problem. That means awareness better.
Okay.